Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, we got three moments here. Boy, my question is, whatever. So we're going to listen to these tapes of this boy calling out afterwards. Everybody, that was Steve Mohasty and the boys. Jethro's rounding up new music for us, and that's one of the first songs we have got on, so we're opening with that. Today, welcome to Terrific Tuesday with Pamela Cummins, our musical psychic, and she is on here with us, and I see we have a lot of callers going through today. We're still going to make a few announcements, so I'm going to have Pamela telling you guys how to get a hold of her when she's not on air.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say I am awake now after that song. That was great. that really got me going. I think, yes, and I think Birdie Bird heard it too, and so now he's revved up.
Right.
But my website is www.pamelacummins.com. My last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S. You can find me on Twitter at Rev Pamela. You can find me on Facebook, and my Facebook page is Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I'm even on Pinterest, and I am Rev Pamela C. And let's see, oh, phone number, 973-229-9704. So that's a lot of ways you can get a hold of me.
Absolutely. And she offers, let's see, she not only does readings, it's like, what all? It's like, I know you do readings, you do classes, you do life coaching. It's like, give us a little rundown of all the different things you do, because I know
okay.
you do a lot.
Yeah, well, I do, well, basically I specialize in love and relationships, and of course I do readings. I also do psychic development coaching, singles coaching. I'm really good at that, and I can even help business people if, you know, if they have problems with their business relationships, or, you know, if they just want to learn basic intuition. A lot of people just don't want to really care about psychic development, but they just want to learn how to pay attention to your intuition, which is really important, very important.
Business, it
yeah.
is, and
yeah.
they say that most of them, you know, most of the successful business people, they do have hunches, and they go with them, and that's why they're successful. So,
especially in the stock market, which you can explain that to me 500 times, and I will not get it. You know, it's just too confusing for me.
Yep. I think everybody, it's kind of like shooting dice. It's kind of like, what's going to come out? Shooting, you know?
Right. And oh, and I have another announcement. I do have a really good special going on until Saturday. Tomorrow I am turning the big 5-0. I'm really excited about being 50. I know it's going to great.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be
happy
a great
anniversary.
Decade.
All right.
So for that,
I'm
going to
be reading.
Doing is because I'm going to be 50, my half hour readings will be $50, which is a really good savings. My hour readings will be $103 because I was born on 10/3. So it's kind of like my birthday present to everybody else, you know, because really,
awesome.
Really turning the age 50, and you know, hopefully I'll have many more. Or it's really a gift from God, you know, every day we have is a gift from
every
God.
Every day, yeah. Which reminds me, how's your dad doing?
My dad is doing very well, very well. You know, he had a little setback. He pulled one of his muscles when he was walking around. So he's a little upset he's not getting out of the hospital today. But, you know, really, considering the operation he had, he's doing really good. So I was kind of like his little cheerleader today, you know. But he'll be okay. I just said, you know, you're going to be in England in January. Keep that in mind. That's your goal.
There you go. There you go. Cool. Well, good. We're glad to hear that. I know there's a lot of people put out prayers and stuff for him. Oh, good.
And that's why I think he's doing so well. Yes.
Sure. It's like all the positive feedback. All righty. Well, let's get it going here. The only other thing we're kind of looking at today is like we're kind of doing a busy day. And what Pamela has asked is that if you can confine your questions, you know, kind of like to just, you know, a couple things, or if, you know, if you want a message, that's one thing, or you know, general reading, whatever. If you got specific questions, that's great. But we're going to kind of hold it to two because we do want to respect the fact that there's, you know, a lot of people call in, a lot of people, you know, like just that question or two. So we're going to try to make sure we get through everybody today. So away we go. And our first one is here at area code 631. 631, you are on with us.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You betcha. You're welcome. Okay.
My name is Suzanne, and I'm wondering about my love life. I liked a couple of guys, but I don't know if they like me or if it's going to go anywhere, or am I going to meet somebody new? And my birthday is this Friday, so I'm ready for change.
Good, good, good. Yeah, happy birthday. Yay for Libras. Yeah, I'm getting right now, honestly, your love life feels like a little static, I guess, you know. You want to pick it up. And it's funny because, as I said that, I heard this song, Pick Up the Pieces, okay? And what that means to me, it's really weird. I'm getting this vision. I'm actually seeing somebody picking up pieces and, like, putting them together. And what that means to me is I feel like you've worked on yourself, okay? It does feel like love is coming in this year. And honestly, it feels like with somebody new. I'm hearing new and improved, okay?
Good.
Yeah,
do you know when,
yeah.
though?
Actually, I'm just getting, okay, as I said that, I heard within in 6 months. And for some reason, I'm getting the color pink, like I saw the color rose quartz, okay? And I don't know if you're supposed to meditate on that. He just feels winter time. Oh, you know, in February. So I definitely feel like love is going to be with you February. And that doesn't mean you're not going to, you couldn't possibly meet him beforehand, okay? It feels good. Some of the men around you now, and it feels like one in particular is a little critical, okay, can be a little negative, and you don't need that in your life. I'm getting you need somebody who's cleaner, okay? I'm also hearing the song Dance, Little Sister, Dance. I don't know if you go out dancing, but what that means to me is go out. Like if you get an invitation, go out. I actually feel like you're going to meet someone while you're out. You know, it doesn't feel like online. It feels like you're out. Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I tried it. So you think that the three men that I sort of like, whatever, they're just no good or?
They're okay. I'm not saying don't go out with them. I'm just feeling somebody new, okay? You know, and I'm seeing he's tall, okay? He's definitely tall is what
and
I'm
do you know
saying.
How old or what he looks like or anything?
I'm just seeing tall, honestly, okay? So, you know, so I hope that helps.
All right, and that's going to be between now and February.
Within 6 months, but it definitely feels February, something's definitely brewing, okay?
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Cool. All right. February is a good time to do that romance stuff. About the middle of the month, they have that big Hearts and Flowers moment. That's really cool.
Yeah, and I did see pink quartz for her, so, you know, that's something that's important. Maybe she can meditate with it or something.
Awesome. All right. All right, our next caller, we got a couple of you guys that have all one, so I'm pretty sure these are Skype callers in, so we'll find out who we have on.
Seriously, hi, this is Ann.
One.
How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Ann.
Ann. Hi, Ann. And how can I help you today?
Well, my question actually is around career. I don't know if you do career readings.
Sure, sure.
I'm looking for a new job, and I was wondering if you had any insight.
Yeah, I'm getting definitely something new is what I heard before you even asked the question. I'm getting the number 3, so that's either 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months. It doesn't feel like 3 months, okay? This is the second time I heard it. Compassionate. So it feels like the type of work you do, it's compassionate, okay? I hope that makes sense, you know. I'm not sure if it's health-oriented or whatever, but yes, it feels like I'm hearing follow the yellow brick road, and I get that song a lot when somebody's supposed to do like a new and different path, and you don't know exactly where it's going, okay? So it doesn't feel like it's the same old. It feels like refresh and renew, and I got a really strange vision, and this could be symbolic, okay? But I saw someone putting out like a cigarette, you know, crushing the bud of a cigarette, and saying that's it, no more. You know, I'm starting over, and that's kind of what feels like with you, career wise. It's like I want to say it's like a refresh and renew, and it's a new path. So yes, definitely something good is coming. Okay, and I'm also getting it feels like the salary, the money, is going to be coming in, and it's going to be good. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Awesome, blossom. Okay, and checking on down the line here, it's like, hang on here a minute. Blog just kicked me out of my own chat room, so I'm trying to get back in my own chat room here now. Yahoo! I love it when this happens. All right, and we have a second Skype caller. Here we go, our second 111 person here today.
Hello.
Hello.
Here you are.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Pamela.
Hi, and what is your name, please?
My name is Doreen.
I'm sorry. Was that Lorraine? Did I hear that?
Doreen.
Doreen. I'm sorry. That's what I didn't think. Okay. And how can I help you, Doreen?
Well, do you see my finance improving?
Yes, slowly but surely. Okay. And the vision I'm getting is you pushing against a hard wall, stone wall. And what I'm hearing is the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy, okay? So I almost want to say that if you let go of it, you don't think about it. It's funny because as soon as I saw that, I saw you take one hand and push the wall and it opens up, okay? So don't focus on it so much, okay? Don't worry about it. And as I'm saying that, Stevie Wonder's singing Don't Worry About a Thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because sometimes worry can make things worse. Do you know what I mean? Now it's funny. I very rarely get this song, but I'm hearing sing a song, okay? And what that means to me, sometimes when you're busy off having fun, singing, doing whatever, you let go of your cares and everything kind of works out. And I want to give you a personal example. When I worry about, oh, my God, because I have slow times, it's slow, how am I going to pay my bills, da-da-da-da-da, as soon as I said, you know what, God's given me this time, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to have fun, or I'm going to call a friend and I'm just going to play today. And I do that, and then I come back, you know, check my emails, and I have clients because I've let go. So let go and let God, all right? It will get easier, all right? I feel October is going to be a better month for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you for calling.
All righty. Wow, I'm listening to Birdie Bird back there. He is really happy today, hasn't he?
Oh, he's like,
right.
Oh,
it really woke him up.
You know, it's the radio show. Maybe it's my fault because I put the phone on speaker as that song for Blog Talk comes up. But I think, honestly, I think he really just likes the energy. And it's funny because I don't even hear him anymore. I mean, at times I do.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah. I've had him, I think it's like this month it's going to be 4 years now. So, you know, it's like I lived across a fire department, and a lot of times if the fire whistle only went off once, you know, I didn't
right.
even really notice it. But when it went off 10 times in a row, which sometimes it did, then
it
I
did.
Would notice, yes.
Then you notice, yeah, right. Oh, it's just so funny to hear him. He's just so happy. He's like, oh, wow, that's cool. He's really cheery.
He's like, I'm going to be the backup singer for my mommy.
I like those things, man. I got to try to get those sax notes down. Ooh.
Now we got quiet.
I know. I saw that. That was so funny. All righty. And let's see. Our next caller here is area code 843.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. And what is your name, please?
My name is Pooja.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
I would love just any advice on what's going on with me. I'm in a place where I feel like I've been in a standstill for a while, and I was very strong on my path, like very, very clear about what was coming in and what I was doing and all of that, and all of a sudden I got really shaken up a little bit, and I'm hoping it was only like a temporary pause, and
yeah.
I can feel some of the stuff coming back, but I mean, there's a move that I had been waiting on. There's a guy that I had been waiting on, and a lot of stuff in my business that I've been waiting on. So I'm hoping that it's coming now, but I'm almost scared to get too excited because in the past I have, and it's just made me wait like longer and longer and longer.
You know, it must be the day of, you know, like just chilling out and waiting, okay? Because I got two things, all right? The first one I want to say is a song. I'm hearing it's a really beautiful song. It's like time for a cool change, okay? And
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful song. It's very mellow. And whenever I hear that song, I always get a vision of somebody on like a lake that's or water that's moving really slowly, laying on a raft, and it is moving, and you are moving, okay? I also,
mm-hmm.
before you even... Sometimes I'll pull cards before the person even gets on. And I got this, I call it the sacrifice card. It's the hangman card, okay? And basically what that is sometimes we have to sacrifice in order to move ahead, okay? The next card is a woman. She's actually a crone, and she's like stirring like a witch's pot. So that means creating, okay? So you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it's three women toasting. With the three of cups, okay? And to me, that means celebration. So you are on the right path, you know? You're standing in that horrible hallway, you know? And I know what that feels like, waiting for the door to open. And they're saying, I hope I can say this word right, because I hear it in my head, but metamorphosis, almost like a butterfly, you know, it has to stay still, and then it blossoms, okay? But you will. You will. I am getting the fall and winter is your time. I'm also feeling, don't be surprised if there are some unexpected changes that are for the good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? It doesn't feel like it's anything horrible because, you know, sometimes people get panicky, but it does feel for the good, okay? All right, they're saying keep on the path, all right, and I see you walking on the path, but don't dictate the path because us humans have, you know, it's going to be like this and it's going to be like that, you know. No, just kind of let it go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps, you know, and just, you know what, enjoy the standstill.
Are they saying anything about moving back to where I was and the guy that I left behind there? My heart seems to be there, and I can't, for some reason, I'm trying to really detach. And
right, I'm hearing you're going around in circles. Honestly, I'm not getting any yes or no, okay, because...
Mm-hmm.
My gut feeling is, all right, this isn't coming from my guides. This is my gut feeling. Is really, it's free will, okay? And this
mm-hmm.
is the time to sit and really think. But, again, I do feel unexpected changes, and I'm not sure how that's going to unfold, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, free will, okay? So
okay.
I hope
thank
that helps. All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, it does.
All righty. Let's see. Dan, I was going to take a quick announcement moment here because I was going to do this at the beginning and I spaced out. So check out our new website. It's www.psychesgonewild.com. And it's, you know, it's like if you have trouble catching everything that people say, you know, like we make the announcements for each person in the day. But Pamela has a page there. And you can get a hold of her at www.PamelaCummins.com. That's PamelaCummins.com. And her number is, let's see if I get it right here. You can correct me quickly, is 973-229-9704.
That's correct.
All righty. I got it.
And it's a very nice website. I need just to interject. It's really nice.
Cool. All righty. And we got all of us together. It's like, and there's also time to cast your vote still. We thought the voting had ended on October, but there is still time to vote. Apparently, it's October 20. They said 25th or 26th, so I didn't catch. I'm erring on the side of caution saying, you know, 25th. But if you email, it's called NewYorkGate@AOL.com, attention Peggy North, and you can vote for up to 25 of your favorite psychic shows and favorite psychics. So, if you check out our site and like any of the people there, it's like it gives you the way to spell the name because that's one of the things they want is, you know, how do you spell this person's name if, you know, if you're going to vote for them. So cast your vote for us and keep us in the ratings. So all righty, and there's the announcement. Anyway, and on we go. Boy, we have people hang up and then we have more come in. So it's one of those days. We have Sister Soul Power on with us here. And
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, hello to all of you, and thank you for taking my call today. And happy early birthday, Pam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
wanted to just ask you, can you speak on love relationships, just kind of what you pick up in the spirit realm?
Okay, and what I'm getting is some frustration there, okay? Frustration
okay.
there, you know, and... they're saying to let go of the steering wheel. God, this keeps coming up, okay? It must be letting go day, okay? Let go of the steering wheel, okay? Because what I'm seeing, and my God, I do this, okay? So I can so relate. I'm seeing you holding on and gripping like you're on a boat and you're holding the steering wheel and it's stormy and you're holding on and your shoulders are like almost to the top of your head. And they're saying, let go. And then it changes into calmer. See, I am seeing you like clinking glasses with a man, okay? And I guess it's champagne or, you know, it's a light color liquid. And, you know, I'm actually hearing honeymoon, okay? That's what I'm hearing. So it feels like, you know, if you're not in a relationship, you know, or if you're in a relationship, it feels like a honeymoon period is coming, okay? But you need to kind of let go, okay? You know, stop trying to say this is how it's going to go. And I'm hearing one song. It's weird. I heard it in two song lyrics. First of all, I heard "Try a Little Understanding" and "Try a Little Tenderness." It's a song, and I heard, yeah, I heard them say "Try a Little Understanding" the way "Try a Little Tenderness," you know, and then they sang that. So that's what I'm getting, okay? Because, you know, I feel like there's somebody or a man around you who loves you very much, okay? Very, very much, okay?
He just has a hard way. He has a difficult way of showing it. So.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and again, I'm just feeling a honeymoon period, and I'm not sure if it's, you know, honestly, I'm not really sure if it's with, you know, the one who loves you very much. It could be somebody new, you know, but that's that really is up to you. You know, I'm seeing you getting your fingernails and your toenails painted, and what that means to me is focus on you and enjoy doing the things you like to do. And, you know, I'm hearing a song lyric, make you so pretty. I'm sorry, I don't know who sings it, how it is, but make yourself feel pretty, okay? You know,
now,
yeah, make yourself feel pretty, and now I'm hearing Christina Lero sing, "You Are So Beautiful," okay? Yeah, so just know that. Just know that. And it's everything's going to be okay in love. The honeymoon is coming.
Wow. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, good, good. And enjoy it. You deserve
it. Champagne is my favorite drink. I try to drink it as often as I can. As allowable, you know.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Pam. I appreciate your sharing with me.
Not a problem. Not at all. Thank you for calling.
You're all welcome.
And as always, it's like, been forgetting, our regular thing is call back and let us know how things are going. It's like, you know, we always like to know outcomes and know how things are going. Let's see. Okay. And we have several more here to go. It's like, and then we've got some folks asking some stuff in chat. Not sure if they can't call in, but our next caller here is area code 310. 310, you are on live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
This is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a two-part job question. See, right now I'm in a really bad bind. I've got, like, $15 left in the bank. I have no unemployment left, nothing coming in. Now, last week I did go for a job testing. A job aptitude test, and it's just 6 to 8 questions. And I've taken this test before with this company and other companies, and I've never been able to pass it. And when I went in last week, I was asking my guides to help guide me, to help me pass this test. They said they're going to let me know by this week, so I'm wondering if you see me passing this test and getting an opportunity for this job, or
okay. You know what? Let me tell you what I first got when you said about work. Okay, you know the Rocky theme song, the music to it. Okay,
yeah.
All right. And I saw Sylvester Stallone. Okay,
yeah.
And I don't know if you know his story, but this is what it represents. I think he was so broke he had to sell his dog. Okay, and then he sold the Rocky movie, and instead of giving up, you know, the total rights, he wanted to be in it. And to make a long story short, he made lots of money, and obviously he bought his dog back, okay? And that's what it feels like is going to happen to you. You know, trust in God. God is going to take care of you. There is an opportunity coming up. I'm not getting what opportunity. They're telling me you won't go hungry. I know this is a very scary position to be in, okay? But
yeah.
This is a time to let go and let God. I'm also hearing the Beatles song "With a Little Help from My Friends," okay? And I feel that those friends are not only in spirit, you know, but also earthbound, okay? So it does feel like money and work is coming. Honestly, I'm not getting if it's coming from here, but it is coming, all right? So I'm actually getting to, like, just ask the angels to help you, okay? And again,
right.
I'm hearing the theme song to Rocky, you know? So you're going to be okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, but you don't see when it's going to come?
They're saying very, very soon, okay?
All
You know, and they're showing me peanut butter and jelly, and then they're showing me steak. So what that means is you're not going to just be eating peanut butter and jelly. You're going to be eating good. You'll be taken care of.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And they're leaving you with this. Think positive. Don't go into that fear. Think positive. Okay? That's okay. Really important at this point. And I know it's not easy. You know?
Yeah, it isn't, so.
You know?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. And please let us know the outcome.
I definitely will.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. All right. Wow, and that's a scary place to be. It's like it feels like, you know, that the old cliffhangers they used to hang us out by. And sometimes, I know a lot of our sayings we get are very biblical. It's like one of the things is, you know, get your feet wet. And it was something when the priests were carrying the ark and they actually had to wade into the Jordan River. They had to get their feet wet before God stopped the river. So it's some of those, it's like this might be one of those, you know, get your feet wet.
And, you know, and turning it over to God and just saying, I surrender. It's like, you know, holding on to the branch, you know, after you fall off the cliff and there's a branch and, you know, you got to let go. And, you know, I've been there. I've been there. I know. It's scary.
Yeah, exactly. But on the other hand, it helps build your faith because, you know, you realize you don't get dropped either. All right. And our next one here, area code 302. They're just keeping you busy today, Pam.
Yes, they are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name, please?
Taria.
Hi, Taria. And how can I help you, Taria?
Ironically, my question is identical to the previous caller. The only difference is I'm a pretty positive person, so I know good is coming, but I live with a very negative family member. So there's been a lot of tension, so I'm curious to know what's coming.
It's funny because what I got, right, is I actually, this is going to sound weird, but I saw it and I felt it. Do you know when you're on a really rocky road and how it feels in your butt and you're going up and down, up and down, up and down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling I got with you. It will clear up and it will, you know, it will turn around. And for some reason, I'm hearing the song Break Up to Make Up, okay? And I'm really not sure who that's with, but if there's someone who you've had a problem with, I feel like it's time to work on that relationship, and it's not necessarily the person who you're living with right now, okay? The other thing I'm getting, too, is to, you know, in any way possible, you know, please get out of that living situation, okay? I know that's not an easy thing to do, even if you have to go live in a room or something like that, okay? I feel like that environment is really holding you back, and you want to move on, okay? Visualize every day is what I'm getting. You know what I'm getting within a month? It just feels like you're going to be at a much better place, okay?
Okay.
What I'm seeing is a hand coming down and lifting you up, okay?
Hmm.
I don't know. It's just lifting you up to a higher floor. So keep the faith, you know. And, again, I'm hearing break up to make up, so maybe it is with the person who you're living with. Until you can get out. But definitely, this is how the other vision I'm getting is one of those spy glasses. It's a single, almost like a telescope. You're looking across, okay? And there is like, you're on an island, there's like a boat or something, but you need to swim out to it, okay? And right now you're swimming,
okay?
But there will be safety, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And they're saying keep the faith.
Okay.
That's really important.
Okay.
And she's
okay.
Breathing. I'm thinking that's even better. all righty. Well, let us know how it goes. You know, call back in and keep us updated on how things are going because we do. We'd like to know.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Lucky day. And we are. It's like, you know, some of it, I just kind of wonder, you know, we've still got those two planets in retrograde. We've got Uranus and Neptune still in retrograde. And a lot of times I wonder how much of that, you know, is really, impacting our forward movement, because I do. It's like I was visiting with Jessica this morning, and it's like, you know, it just kind of feels like I'm walking through a molasses swamp with the, you know, those fish hip wader things on. It's like going, there's days, man, I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of people going through that right now. It's kind of like, you know, waiting and waiting for things to change. And it will change, you know.
Yeah.
It definitely will. And, you know, sometimes we just need to enjoy staying in the moment. And it's funny because I'm like a little kid when it comes to my birthday. All right, I'll probably be 77 years old. It's my birthday, yay, Libras are the best, you know, that's just me, okay?
It's a love life moment, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and you know, I'm like, it's just going too fast. Tomorrow's going to go too fast, you know, while everybody else is like, come on, time, come on. So, you know, just sit and enjoy, because, you know, before you know it, a year from now, you're going to say, wow, that went fast. It's when you're in it. You know, and just sometimes you just have to enjoy the moment and not let little things bother you. Say, how important it is it? Now, obviously, not knowing where your next meal's from or where your roof is, that's a little scary, okay?
Yeah.
I admit, that is a little scary. And that's when you really have to hold on to your faith and, you know, and let go, but also reach out for help. And, you know, not only the angels, but, you know, there are people who can help you too.
Yeah, that's, very true. And I know they always have, you know, I know people don't like to hear this, but there are soup kitchens. And, you know, you can always, there's always places that you can go if you're hungry. You can go get a meal. It's like, it's not going to be hot cuisine, but you know what? It fills a space, and it's like it keeps you from being hungry for the day. So
right, and there are always shelters, and I know nobody wants to sleep in a shelter, but you know what? I would rather sleep in a shelter than on a park bench.
Yeah, no kidding, a roof over.
Or a jail cell. God.
The local county hospitality, no kidding. All right, our next one here, we've got area code 207. 207, you are on.
Hello?
Hello. There we go.
Hi, sorry.
That's okay. What is your name, please?
Jillian.
Hi. Jillian or?
Yeah, Jillian with a J-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Okay. Hi, Jillian. And how can I help you today?
Okay, I was in a relationship with a guy for a little while, and I was just wondering if it was time to let him go.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel someone new is better, and my guys are saying you know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they're saying. You know, it's funny because it's the second time I'm hearing it. And after the other caller, I heard the song Dance, Little Sister, Dance. I'm getting it again to dance.
Yep.
Okay. I pulled a card, and it's the it's a Kuan Yin card, and it's Kuan Yin sitting underneath a waterfall. And now I heard it earlier, that song, You Are So Beautiful. Okay.
Yep.
And you really are beautiful, and you deserve the best. And this guy's not going to give you the best. Okay?
Yeah.
I just feel like someone is better, you know, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I am getting is they're going to love you, your children, and the children to come.
Okay.
Okay? That's what I'm getting. So, you know, I did hear children in the background, at least I thought I did, and I do feel like you're going to have more, so I'm hoping that you're not like 55 years old. As I'm
saying.
No. But I do feel more chill, and it does feel, you know, with this mate, you know, it feels like someone who's going to stick around. And as I said that, I heard an old song, Smokey Robinson, You Better Shop Around. So shop around, because you know, who you want to spend your life with. That's not just, you know, that's not, just don't accept anybody. I mean, obviously compromise. There's nobody who's perfect, but, you know, it's also very important. And know who you want in your life, what type of person you want. Write that list, okay?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay? So
all
I hope
right, thank
that helps.
You.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
All righty. Sounds good. And we have one more in queue, and then we have a caller in the chat. They did get, apparently Amazon got their whatever chat fix thing, so their chat thing's fixed, so it's like we'll take our next caller, and then we'll let that person who's, for some reason, they can't call in, they're at work, so that they have a relationship question, but we're going to take our callers here first. And we have area code 917. You are on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and your name is?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L. spoke to you before, actually.
Okay, all right. You sound familiar. And how can I help you today?
I have a question regarding career. And I've been laid off, and I'm kind of ready to start looking for work. And I'm trying to figure out what direction I'm, you know, if I'm going to do the same thing or something, you know, coming up for me.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last sentence.
If I'm going to do the same thing or something completely different.
Kelly, did you catch that? Is it me?
Not quite. I think it's our phone garbling up. It's like, we apologize.
I'm going to repeat myself.
One more time slower, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little slower because we're catching about every other word there, I think.
Okay. I'm looking for work, and I'm trying to figure out which direction I'm going to go. I'm also thinking if it's something new or something that I've always been doing in terms of what direction.
Oh, like it.
Okay,
field,
and as soon as you said that, I saw somebody twisting off a bottle top. Okay, and I know that sounds a little weird, but what that means to me is something with a new twist. And then, as I was saying that, I heard instead of drinking Coca-Cola, drink 7-Up for a while. Okay. So it does feel like it's going to be a little different. But then again, you know, they're both soda, so it's going to be kind of the same but different. I hope that, you know, makes sense. The other thing I'm feeling is an opportunity to work at two different places, okay?
All
I'm
right.
getting two. So it's either two different places or 2 weeks, 2 months, but, you know, it still feels no. I'm saying two places, okay? In two directions. And I'm going to go with the one that feels more right, okay? I don't know how else to... All right, it's funny. My guides are saying haunted house, okay? There's one that feels like, oh, it's going to give you money, but it's like a haunted house where the other one feels comfortable. I know I'm not really sure why they're using that terminology. Maybe you'll understand, okay? But, yes, try something a little different, okay?
And not go for the money.
Do it for what feels comfortable, okay? And it's funny because they're saying hypnotherapist, and I understand what they mean. Back in 93, I got certified as a hypnotherapist, okay? That was like the start of my journey, all right? And I had somebody who wanted me to do like a stage show, okay? But that went totally against my beliefs, and it was good money, okay? But I saw hypnotherapy as something that's going to help people. It's not for entertainment. That's my personal belief. So for me, doing it as entertainment went against my belief. And, yes, it was good money, but, you know, I didn't feel good about it. Okay?
I get you.
Yeah. Okay? So.
But do you see the opportunity this year?
Is the opportunity coming this year?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. They're saying way before December. So before December is what I'm getting. Okay. I'm not getting exactly when. Look and you shall find. Okay. That's what my guides are saying. So hopefully that helps.
No, you have to look. But I know that, you know, if I'm not comfortable with something, I shouldn't go for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
11 and only follow and call us back and let us know. It's like we're here 6 days a week and would love to hear what's going on with you. All righty. Wow, they just keep coming. This is like Alice in Wonderland Day. It's like, remember the clams, you know, and thick and fast, they came at last and more and more and more.
Wow, I'm impressed you remember that. Why don't we take the person in chat because they've been waiting, okay? Would that be okay?
I think so. It's like, yeah, we got about three callers here, but it's like, I think we can do that. So, okay. Oh, and it's reconnecting me to the server. Lovely. Okay. Yeah. This person is, they have MSVJ 2010, and it's like, well, all right. Apparently whatever's going on here is reconnecting me to the server. I am not sure what happened here. So let's find out. Oh, man. And it's, okay. I think something happened with the computer. It's like, I don't know if I hope we're still on air here. So let's see what I can find out here, if I can even get anything. I know they had a relationship question. It's like, that's what we're going to do. Because we're having a spinning moment. We're having what I call a Firefox moment, where it's like, the little thing is chasing itself in a circle, and it's you and me, Pamela. I'm hoping we didn't totally lose everybody on air, but anyway. Oh, it's being silly with us. So that's all I have is it's capital M, capital S, capital V, capital J. It's 2010, and I just had a question on relationships. So, okay, now it says I'm connected to the network, but it's like it's not, I'm not going to do that, okay. Huh, I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Well, will we be able to take a call or no?
I can't take a call at the moment. It's like it's still waiting to hang up. Yeah, so it's like we're going to have to do the chat one because we can't do the callers right now.
Oh, okay.
We have to be callers. Hang in there, guys. Hang in there because we'll get back up here.
Okay, so with the chat, is a specific question or?
Let's see. I don't know if it's she or he. They just said, I think when I read it earlier and above there because I can't get back to it. Just kind of wanted to know, are they ready for a new relationship, and do we see one coming?
Okay, all right. It's funny because I'm hearing bits and pieces of a song. It's Reach Out to Me, Don't Hurry, I'm Coming, something like that. So to me, I'm sorry, I can't get the song clearly, but it is coming, okay? I'm getting Refresh and Renew, okay? And the other thing, I'm seeing someone like swimming and then coming up in the water, and you know when you come up how the water drips, and it's kind of like a nice clean refreshing feeling. I don't know how else to put it, and that's
right.
What the relationship feels like. Okay, oh, it's so funny, I'm seeing the Wrigley Spearmint gum commercial, like with the twins, and you know, and Doubleman, you know. So that honestly, that could mean you have the choice of two, okay? You know, double the pleasure, Doubleman gum, okay?
Right.
So you know, and unfortunately, sometimes the way it happens, two comes in, okay? The way they're saying is one is shinier, okay? But don't overlook the dull one, okay? Because, you know, now they're saying all that glitters, you know, is not gold. Yeah, and the other thing I'm seeing is like a diamond and something really rough around it, okay? So what that means to me is give them both an opportunity. So, yes, you are definitely ready for love. As I'm saying that, I'm hearing Bad Company sing I'm Ready for Love. Oh, God, I love that song. That is such a good song. So, yes, you were ready for love. But you know what? Now I'm hearing that song again. Heard it earlier. So, slow ride, take it easy. Don't jump right away. Take your time. Now I'm hearing the song, Baby, We Can Do It, Do It Right, Take Your Time. Okay? So that's what it means. Take your time with the relationship. Now I'm hearing another. This is a really old song. I don't even know what decade it's in. But it's like Getting to Know You. Okay, I think that's from and that's so funny as I'm saying that, okay, because I feel like this is more for everybody besides this one, you know, person in the chat room, but what I'm seeing
right.
is another image of it's an old-fashioned couple sitting on like a horse and buggy, you know, going that way, and what that
right.
symbol means to me is courtship. Something that's been gone for a long time, you know, and honestly, that's the best because that's what now my boyfriend, we've been together for nine months, but we had a very slow courtship. We, you know, it was like over two months, you know, talking on the internet before we finally met. We spent like 5 hours on our first date just talking, 5 to 6 hours, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and like this Andy's restaurant. It's like a fast food restaurant. You can get shrimp burgers and stuff. And believe me, those seats are not comfortable. But it was just, there was just such a connection, and we took our time, and we have a very strong foundation, okay? And that's what I'm really feeling that this person needs is a strong foundation, you know? And as I said that, I heard the song lyric, Everlasting Love, okay?
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so again, I don't feel like this is just for this person. Of course it is, but it feels like it's for
right.
a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, how you say it's like, and I do, what I've noticed is, you know, just being on different days, too, it's like because I host different days. But there seems to be something with the energy, and it's like when something is happening to one person, it seems like it happens to a lot of people. And this is why I go, you know, really and truly, it's like whatever energies are impacting, you know, the planet that we're on, it's like it really does. It's affecting not just, you know, it's not just affecting one person. It's like, you know, if something's happened to you, you can bet that there's at least probably 10 other people in your neighborhood it's happening to. And it's like planet-wide, there's probably thousands of people, you know, feeling that same way and going, wow, what's going on, you know. And I really get that sense of, you know, because of how they're always talking about, you know, the unified field and the interconnectedness. And there's there's interconnectedness with life, you know, and all that stuff. It's like...
It is. And what I'm getting a picture of is it's like a monkey, okay? And what that means to me, you remember this was years ago, there was a study where this one monkey washed, I think, food, and then in another country, all of a sudden, all the other monkeys started doing it. I'm not sure if it was monkeys or, you know, gorillas or whatever, but it was a study. So what happens on one side of the world can affect the other side of the world, which really does show we are as one, or as you said, interconnected.
Interconnected, yeah. Oh, and I think it was, what was it? It's like, when it was something like, I've heard it this way, when a butterfly flaps its wings, you know, on one side of the planet, is there a tsunami on the other side? You know, I remember
exactly.
That. Exactly. Like, there was a, like, yeah. And it's, I look at it as kind of like picking guitar strings, you know, it's like, and I've used that before. It's like, if really and truly, you know, we might come to a day and a place and a time when everybody advances to the point where we won't need cell phones, we won't need computers, because we'll just kind of be able to reach out, you know, with our minds and kind of go ping, ping, you know, with the guitar string. I mean, I would do this with my mother when she was alive. It's like I could just sit down and think and go, you know, come on, Mom, call me, I got something, I got to tell you. And in, within 15 minutes, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, my mother would call me on the phone, and she'd go, hi, how's things going? I was just thinking about you, you know, I just figured I needed to give you a call. It's like, yep, I was sitting there thinking about you too. You know, so it's like we actively practice that. You know, it was kind of a good way. So like if I was having, you know, I mean, I could take calls in. You know, it's like if as long as I had a back in the days of landlines, like if I didn't make the call, I wasn't charged for it. You know, it's like, but my parents had like an unlimited whatever plan. So like it worked, you know, yeah, one of those was like it would work out pretty good. But my mom was just really, you know, dialed into stuff is what I called it. And it's like, okay, and I don't know what, we're still having a computer.
Okay.
Or
well,
we're having trouble connecting with a server here. Dang.
Well, you know, I want to say that works with animals, too. You can think about them, and it comes. And many years ago when my kitty Midnight was alive, I was reading this really great book. And in the book, the cat was just very telepathic and could talk to the master. And it was like kind of like a fantasy book. It was I wish I could remember. It was so good. And, you know, the whole time I was reading that book, my cat would not leave me alone. You know, because it was like she was picking up on this, you know, and I'm like, oh, because, you know, she did have a tendency, though, I have to admit, that I would be on the last chapter, like 3 pages to the end, and she'd want attention. And I'd be like, just wait, give me 5 minutes. No, she had to have it right then and there. I think
right
she
then.
Sensed that, ooh, you know, it's almost done. And she's like, nope, I come first, you know. So, always.
Funny.
I can't even tell you how many times, or the end of the movie or whatever.
Right. Oh my goodness, that is so funny. Wow. And then you know, it's not just that. It's like the animals, they do I don't want to say weather prediction, but I know they've done like actual earthquake predictions where they'll notice that, you know, the animals will get like really, you know, jittery and stuff. It's like they just, you know, they found this out by observing animal behavior. So it's like they could, you know, they'd start watching the animals and go, I think we're going to have an earthquake. And sure enough, it's like, because the animals were picking up whatever was going on, you know, planetary. It's like, you know, with the magnetic disturbances or whatever. And they would pick up and they would just, you know, go bananas and go, we got, you know, it's kind of like, we got to get out of here, you know, because the earth's going to open and swallow us or something, you know. But it's like, yeah, I do. It's like I've seen that a lot. This is hilarious. It's like my cat is, he's racing up and down the hallway. He's racing from one end of the house to the other. And so I don't know what's up with him right now. He's having a moment of his own, too.
He's like, they're talking about us. The humans are getting it. No, they're very intuitive. Here's a really wild story I read in a book called Psychic Animals, and it's always stayed with me. It was about a man. It was during World War II, and he was a German, okay? And he was inside his house, and he was shaving. All right, and he heard meow, 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 and he opens up the door, and there was a stray cat that he fed this stray cat, but it was from, like, the other side of the town, and he's like, what are you doing here? You need to go, right? And the cat kept on doing this follow me. You know how cats will, like, do that follow, like, they'll look at you, and they'll walk away, and then come back. Yeah, they'll do the follow me. And he's like, oh, what is it? And he's like, okay, I'll follow you. And he got about, like, 10 or 15 feet away from the house, and boom, a bomb fell on the house, and it exploded. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yeah.
That kitty saved.
Just got chills on that one. Woo!
I did, too, and I knew the story, and I just got chills. Yeah. So, and that is why that story always stayed with me. So, you know, if your cat is doing that, or your dog, you know, don't just say, oh, what's wrong with you, you know, because a lot of times, now, sometimes I've had cats who've done that, you know, and brought me over and be like, look, I threw up, clean it up now, you know.
It's like, well, I can't clean it up. It's like, I needed to get the person, I had to tell you before I was in trouble, and you said, you know, you stepped in it, and it's like,
exactly.
And we're really upset with me.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got about 4 minutes here. So one thing I did want to do, because I was hoping for a little bit of time, I didn't anticipate it quite like this. It's like, my apologies to our callers. It's like, I don't know what went on. It's like, we're not connected with the server. And it's like, I am not sure what's going on with this. And I, you know, see you guys. It's like, give us a call back again. No, we're very sorry. It's like, I know earlier they had a blog talk. Well, I guess his blog talk said Amazon was having problems with the chat room, and they couldn't get the chat room up. It's like, and then they got it up, blah, blah, blah. So whatever's going on, we're having computer connections, reconnection problems. So hopefully we're still, you know, at least recording the segment, people can get this. But actually, I want, since yours is tomorrow, Pamela, I want to do a little bit of reading if I can. And as we go through the weeks, it's like I'm gonna go ahead and keep bugging you with bits and pieces. But your long range card for the year coming up is a five of hearts. There's your, you know, there's your love and relationship stuff. You've got a Pluto and result card, which is the Pluto is the ace of spades. Your result card is the four of diamonds. There's that, I know that's stability and finances. Pluto is that ace of spades is about transformation. There's going to be some kind of transformative thing, you know, going on. Also, it can also indicate sickness and health. You know, it can be like, you know, either you, your immediate family, you know, it can be pets, you know, whatever. So I'm going to take a look and see exactly how that falls in the Pluto. You also have an environment card is the five of spades, which is, that's my birth card. And then we have a displacement card of the four of spades. And then you will spend 52 days in that Mercury time period, which will be the four of clubs and the two of clubs. So I'm going to get as far as I can get with this here and see what it's going to be a year for you of. Five of hearts with your long range, it's a year of many changes of the heart for you. It may be that you're in the process, you know, of separation, divorce. I'm like going, no, that's not really where you're at, you know, but whatever you're doing, it's like it could take up a lot of your time, energy, and attention to handle. Sometimes it might be, you know, even though your dad's health is doing good, it's like he may be, you know, starting that process, you know, for, you know, out in the future. It's like, you know, honey, I'm not going to be here for all that long. So it may get, you know, maybe one of those years where it's like a kind of, okay, honey, where it may be one of those things of, you know, honey, I'm going to have to cross the planet someday. So it's like, you know, make sure we have all that loving time that we can get together. I've seen it happen like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just, you know, something where it's, you know, a lot of your time, attention. It could also be you're just restless emotionally, and you kind of, it keeps talking about you want to break out of your current relationship and going, I really don't see that, you know, but explore new ones. So it might be new friendships, you know, new spaces, new places. It might be involving travel. It's like fives a lot of times are the restless ones, and it involves, you know, you either change your residences or you change, you know, cities you live or, you know, or sometimes people just like rearrange their furniture a lot too. But there's something now 90 seconds. Something just taking you away from your loved ones or at different times of the year. One last common occurrence is that of moving to the new house, like I said. At the same time, you're going to find you're seeking a lot of new emotional experiences, you know, where, like, you know, you're meeting new people, you know, as you progress. And it's just a basic change in the way you view relationships, marriage, and friendships. It's a year of transitioning from one way of being in a relationship to another. It just kind of deserves that, you know, acknowledgement as being the place where your path is leading you. Give you a second. Here we go. The key word is a year of changes in affection, travel, or one of meeting many new people. So perhaps a major focus, you know, moving to the new home or, you know, something like that. I'm going, it'll just be interesting to see how your year plays out. Anyway, let's see. Okay, and I'm going to catch up more with that. But we've got about 45 seconds here, so I'm going to make that announcement again. Get a hold of Pamela at www.pamelacummins, that's PamelaCummins.com, or she's at 973-229-9704. You can also find her. We have a website for all of our psychics at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And that is another place to contact Pamela. You know, if we talk too fast or you can't catch her any other way, get her on that 10 seconds, and that's the countdown. Okay, say something quick, Pamela. Last 10 seconds.
thank you, everybody, for a great show. We'll catch you next week. And thank you, Kelly. I do feel like I might be moving soon, so maybe that's it. I don't know. So I will call back and let you know.
How's that? Awesome. I'll get to do the rest of your reading there, too. So see what else is on your agenda for the year. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. It's like, I'm sorry about the computer glitch. I don't know. It's like first of all, it kicked me out of chat, and then when I got back in, it's like now it's having issues with connecting, but it's like we will be on again on Psychics Gone Wild, and Pamela will be back with us next week, so call back in, and everybody have a blessed and wonderful week, and we'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.